Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you this morning from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios, co-located with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio on the lower level of our offices, located at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. Wishing you all an enjoyable holiday weekend, Memorial Day on Monday. Let's not forget all those who deserve our thoughts, prayers, and recognition on this Memorial Day. This morning, I'm pleased to be joined by a first-time guest, and before we get to him, as we do each Saturday, we want to thank our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of KSEJ Radio, and also our sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. As I mentioned a moment ago, we have a first-time guest with us, someone who's new to the Grow Siouxland radio program, but also new to the Siouxland community. Our guest today is Mr. Tom Clark, the new CEO of Mercy One Sioux City. Tom, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we're thrilled to have you in studio. I know it's a busy and a holiday weekend, so we appreciate you carving out a little bit of time for us.
Absolutely.
Over the course of the first half of the program, Tom, we're going to get to know you a little bit better. After a short commercial break, we'll come back and we're going to talk specifically about Mercy One, your leadership of this hospital in our Siouxland community, your vision for the hospital, what you see as the potential opportunities for Mercy One, as well as some of the challenges that you face as the new executive leader of that organization. So again, thanks for joining us, and let's begin with where you grew up.
Absolutely. Well, both my wife and I are native Hoosiers. Born and raised in Indiana, my wife and I were high school sweethearts. And in fact, most of our families still live back in Indiana.
Where in Indiana, Tom?
I grew up in a small town called Brownstown. My wife from Seymour, kind of in the bottom third of the state, halfway between Indianapolis and Louisville. But a lot of my professional time and a lot of our married life before moving to South Dakota was up in the Fort Wayne area, which is up in the northeast corner.
And so we'll get to that. So you grew up in southern Indiana and married your high school sweetheart. What kind of activities were you involved with? Were you a sports guy? Were you a drama, debate, or all the above?
A little bit of both. I'm not terribly athletic, but I do play golf, played on the high school golf team. Was active in choir and band, those types of activities, student council leadership. So
a lot like a lot of small communities where the students get to avail themselves and involve themselves in a lot of different things.
Absolutely.
And I've always been a strong advocate. And for those high school students who are enjoying graduation this weekend or graduation parties and festivities, we congratulate you and wish you the very best with your next steps. And we hope that if you leave the area to further your education or perhaps pursue military service, that someday you'll decide to come home, because you're always welcome here in Siouxland. And Tom, what came after high school?
College, went to Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana. Graduated with a degree in communications with a minor in marketing.
And were you able to continue any of those activities as a college student, for example, golf?
No.
A little higher level, huh?
I did not have the talent for that, nor do I yet. So.
You know, it's funny. I get asked all the time. I went to a small NCAA Division III school, and they say, you know, Chris, you had such a passion for wrestling. Why didn't you go to Iowa or Iowa State? Well, in a quick sentence, because I wasn't nearly good enough. Exactly. Does that answer your question? I would have loved to, but that wasn't the future. So you studied at Ball State. And did you pick your major based on what you hoped you'd do in the future?
Yes, my intention was to be a marketer. In fact, that was my very first job out of college. Just happened to be at Lutheran Hospital in Fort Wayne, Indiana, which is where I got introduced and fell in love with healthcare. But I always joke that had my first job been with an airline, I might be an airline executive today. So I always joke that I didn't choose healthcare. Healthcare chose me.
It's funny how those things work out. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest is Mr. Tom Clark. Tom serves as the president and CEO of Mercy One in Sioux City. And Tom, we're going to talk a little bit about your career progression. As you said, you started in healthcare, and healthcare kind of chose you. Before we go any deeper, tell us a little bit about your family. You mentioned your wife was your high school sweetheart.
Yep, married Betty. We dated, started dating during the basketball sectional of our junior year in high school, county rivals, actually, and dated all through college, got married right after college. So we just celebrated our 40th anniversary last September.
Well, congratulations. That's
Thank
wonderful.
You. And we have two grown children and six grandchildren. And so it's a joy being a grandparent. So.
Well, congratulations. And where are those children today?
Our son and two of the grandchildren are still back in Indiana. And our daughter and her four children are in Des Moines.
Oh, very
so
good.
Not so not too far from here.
No, kind of a hop and a skip, 200 miles down 29 and 80, or across 20 and then down 35. Kind of equidistant now. It didn't used to be that way, but we're grateful that we now have a four-lane highway 20. And Tom, you said that healthcare chose you. You began in a marketing capacity in a hospital right out of college. Tell us about what you learned and why you decided to stay in the healthcare field.
Well, I think the thing that really drew me was, and I think a lot of people that work in healthcare are drawn because they feel like they're contributing to something larger than themselves, that what they do is important and is making a difference. Even if I'm not laying hands on a patient, I'm helping support those who do. And that just resonated with me. Healthcare is a very complex business, and I was fascinated from day one on how decisions were made and why decisions were made, and ask a lot of questions. And I was blessed actually with some mentors early on that weren't afraid to answer those questions and encourage me to continue on.
Yeah, great blessing to have mentors that take an interest in young people and young professionals. And what an incredible time, both from a opportunities as well as threats to be in healthcare with all the legislation and with our nation's capital, Congress getting involved. And we'll talk about that in the second half of the program. But I want to continue to focus on your career progression. So you began in marketing in Southern Indiana or Northern Indiana. What was next for you?
I took a job down in the Indianapolis area and had a great mentor who started giving me, I expressed my interest in moving up. And so that's when I went back to school, got my MBA, and he started giving me more responsibility. I was doing the marketing, but then I was doing all the physician recruiting. Then I picked up all the support activities. So managing, food and nutrition, dietary services, housekeeping, plan operations, and so forth. So,
and I think it's easy for people to underestimate how important that is. My wife of now nearly 24 years later this week, happy anniversary, honey. She was a registered dietitian and was a contract employee of Marriott in hospitals in suburban Chicago. But when it comes to healthcare, the menu is so important for the recovery. And when you talk about the physical plant and to make sure you have power, because if you lose power, people's lives depend upon it. And the cleanliness to protect against and prevent infection, you really had an awesome responsibility.
Oh, absolutely. And I tell the support staff all the time, they are just as important as a nurse or a doctor or whomever in the care of a patient.
It absolutely. Is absolutely a team-based environment. And I think some people may neglect to appreciate how important that is in healthcare.
Absolutely.
And at Mercy, a priority as well. And as I said, we'll talk about that after a break. But before we get to that break, you had overall responsibility in that hospital for those areas. What came next in your professional career development?
I thought my next step would be maybe to become a COO at a small hospital. But there was a CEO opening in Bluffton, Indiana, just outside of Fort Wayne. And openings in Indiana didn't come along very often. It was a very stable CEO environment in the state, at least at that point in time.
Which is really a great tribute to healthcare in that organization, to have that kind of stability, right. That longevity is so important.
Yeah. And so I applied. Actually, I did it more to get practice, to practice interviewing for a long, when the right job came along. And you know, be careful what you wish for, because I actually got the job, ready or not.
Wow, great. And how old were you?
I would have been 38.
So pretty young to be the COO of a hospital, regardless of size.
Right.
So COO at a hospital.
CEO.
And then, oh, the CEO,
yeah,
excuse
this was
me.
No, that's why I was so surprised.
Yeah, okay.
So
you served in that role for how long before coming to the state of South Dakota and then eventually to Siouxland?
Ultimately 12 years.
Okay.
So I started in that role as a community with two hospitals. We ultimately merged the two hospitals, and then I served as a CEO for the remainder of that 12 years before we came out and joined Avera in South Dakota.
So merging two hospitals, no small feat. But you've been there, done that. Then you went to Avera in Mitchell, South Dakota, if memory serves.
That's
how long?
Correct.
How long were you with Avera in Mitchell before you, Mercy One brought you to Siouxland?
I was the market president in Mitchell for 9 years, and then got a promotion, became the chief strategy and growth officer at the corporate office for 2.5 years before I came here. So I was with Avera for just shy of 12 years.
And you were with your previous employer about 12 years, if
yes.
You were 38 to about 50 years old. And tell us, what caught your eye about the opportunity in the Siouxland Metro?
Well, one, I missed operations. The corporate job was fun. It was challenging, but I missed being in the field where the action is. And this was an opportunity. I was aware that the position was open. I knew Bob Ritz, the CEO of Mercy One. So I just reached out and here I am.
And the rest is history.
Rest is history.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest this morning is Mr. Tom Clark. Tom serves as the president and CEO of Mercy One here in Sioux City. Originally from Indiana, Tom earned his degree from Ball State University, added an MBA, and has spent all of his career in healthcare. We'll be back with Mr. Clark after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com. And learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio, located on the lower level of our recently renovated offices at 101 Pier Street in downtown Sioux City. If you were with us for the first half of the program, you know that our guest today is the president and CEO of Mercy One Sioux City, Tom Clark. And in the first half of the program, we learned that Tom is a native of Indiana, married his high school sweetheart, to whom he's been married for 40 years now. Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you.
Father of two and six grandchildren, a Ball State grad with an MBA, who has spent all of his career in healthcare. And Tom, just before the break, you were talking about your relationship with the CEO of Mercy One statewide out of Des Moines, Mr. Bob Ritz, and how you wanted to get back into the operational side of things. Has that been borne out for you here at Mercy One in Sioux City?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I made some comments in a newspaper interview when I started that one of the things that attracted me here to Mercy One is the commitment to mission. That's one of the things that drew me to South Dakota when we joined Avera. And it's one of the things I was looking at specifically when I was going through the interview process, is the mission alive and well and front and center, and I'm happy to report it is, and that's really what attracted me.
Well, and when you talk about mission-driven, not everyone fully appreciates the distinction between Mercy and some of the other healthcare providers in the metro, because Mercy is truly a not-for-profit organization, and a significant amount of your budget is consumed by helping those who most need that financial assistance.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're called to serve the poor and the vulnerable, those who can't take care of themselves. And I think that's one of the things I really love about Catholic healthcare, or faith-based healthcare, actually. When I was at Lutheran, that was in Fort Wayne, that was faith-based. But it's really taking care of those who can't take care of themselves. And I think one of the things that attracts me is, if we don't do it, who will?
Well, and Tom, God bless you for that attitude, because there are people who need that kind of support, and we want to make sure that those in need are never turned away, regardless of what the need is, whether it's food, clothing, shelter, or in this case, or in the case of your leadership, healthcare. And we talk about that mission. Let's talk a little bit about your vision for Mercy One in Sioux City. What are your priorities going forward as the lead executive, the chief executive officer of that institution?
Well, I don't think it's probably a secret locally that I think both hospitals have been struggling financially. It's a very tough environment in healthcare right now. Health systems and hospitals across the country are struggling. And so I think first and foremost, I have a responsibility to get us back onto some stable financial footing. We like to say, no margin, no mission. And so we've got to at least be at break even and have a little bit of a margin so we can reinvest in taking care of the community.
And of course, I think even a casual observer like myself, someone who has not spent their entire career or decades in the field as you have, can recognize that it's probably never been more challenging. With the federal government's mandates, with Obamacare, with the Affordable Care Act, so much has changed in healthcare over the last 10 or 15 years that it's got to be hard to keep up.
Well, it really is, and it's quite the challenge. The other thing that I would say, though, is equally challenging right now is workforce. And I tell you what, Chris, I have been blown away when I have met meeting our staff here at the hospital, and I have never been so warmly welcomed as I have here. The staff is genuinely friendly, caring, love what they do, and it shows. And I tell you what, if you've got a good workforce who's committed to doing what's right, you can move mountains, and that's what I'm excited about.
Oh, that's great to hear, and that's a tremendous shout out to your employees. And we all know that workforce is a challenge, and so to hear that you have a stable, committed, compassionate, caring workforce is probably one of the, if not the most important thing to have in your quiver as a healthcare organization. And speaking of challenges and opportunities, what's the greatest opportunity that you see for Mercy One? And conversely, following that, what's the greatest challenge for your organization?
Well, I think the biggest opportunity is we have an amazing medical staff or medical community here, largely independent, which is in this day and age is not normal. More and more physicians are aligned with healthcare organizations through employment and so forth. Here in Siouxland area, it's still largely a very independent medical staff. They've got the opportunities to practice anywhere. And so big part of my job is to build and develop relationships with the physicians and encourage them that Mercy One is a great place for them to practice and for their patients to receive care.
And so certainly we understand that side of the coin. What are the real challenges that remain in healthcare, not unique to Mercy One, but across the board?
Well, I think reimbursement, from a financial perspective, reimbursement, you see, and not to throw anybody under the bus, but insurance companies are reaping record profits, pharmaceutical are reaping record profits, yet whenever there's talk about cutting healthcare spending, it's always on the back of the providers. And I find that very frustrating. The other thing is just workforce. We've got to find ways to attract and recruit the new workers to come into healthcare, or we're going to be in a real world of hurts in another 5 or 10 years.
Well, and I think workforce is a challenge that transcends just healthcare. We hear from a lot of our executives, not just in the Siouxland community, but coast to coast, nationwide, as I attend economic development conferences. The leading challenge for all executives seems to be workforce. And there's a lot of emphasis now, Tom, as you well know, on helping high school students make the decision to maybe go directly into a field and have apprentice type training, whether that's an electrician, a welder, a plumber, a healthcare practitioner, that maybe a college degree is and the debt and the time is not absolutely essential, that you can make a heck of a living in those fields without a 4-year degree.
Well, absolutely. There's opportunities to come in and start your career, get exposure to the industry, and then continue your schooling. We provide tuition assistance, internships, proctorships, so you can be working and then go back and say, okay, I want to become a nurse over the next 4 years or 5 years, and you can continue to work, go to school, do your clinicals here, and then be a place where you land when you're done.
Tom, in the minute and a half that we have left, what have you learned about this community and Mercy One as a hospital, and what do you want this community to know about the organization you lead?
Well, I would just say Mercy One is an incredible facility, not without its challenges, but it's a facility that's filled with doctors who could practice anywhere and a caring and dedicated nursing staff that provide great care. And it's a great resource for this community. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of times these resources go underappreciated or unappreciated until they're gone. And my job is to make sure that we're here for the long haul, providing great care for this community.
And if you're a young person, either finishing high school or maybe someone who's just wrapping up college, Tom Clark wants to talk to you because there are opportunities in his field at Mercy One.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host. Our guest today has been Mr. Tom Clark. Tom serves as the president and CEO of Mercy One right here in Sioux City. Tom, thank you so much for spending part of your day with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris.
We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Go out and make it a tremendous holiday weekend, and don't forget the real purpose and meaning of Memorial Day. We'll see you next Saturday.